The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerate. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. You can get us on Twitter. You know all that by now. You can get us on the text line and Twitch. Join the Twitch plan because that's kind of our go-to now. You can comment on there and sounds great. Even if you don't want to watch us, it sounds great.
What's your situation down there, Aaron? Are you going home this evening?
No. My wife had us pack up the animals and everything yesterday. And both my brother-in-law and my grandparents texted us because they live over in Spring. And they're like, hey, we've got room, so we stayed at my grandparents' house last night.
Which part of Spring? Because that'll depend on if it's more dangerous or less dangerous than the hurricane.
Like Willowbrook area.
Oh, okay.
It's dangerously close to AJ.
It is dangerously close to me. But if you're by Willowbrook and you've got a Spring address, that's more dangerous than my neighborhood, I can tell you that.
No, it's a Houston address, technically.
Okay, then you're probably okay. All right.
But, yeah, so she's staying there. As long as the weather isn't so bad I can't drive out of here tonight, I'll be going back there.
Okay.
And then I told her, as fast as this thing's moving, by 11 a.m., it's supposed to be so far north, it's not going to matter. I said, as long as we can check our apps on our phone because we have, lights and stuff, as long as we can still turn on the lights via that app because we'll still have internet then.
You'll have power, yeah.
We'll have power. We'll pack up first thing in the morning and go home.
Okay.
And then I'll go home, shower, and come back up here.
That's why. You're not going to shower at your grandmother's house?
No, because I'll have to load and unload cars over and over again in the heat still and the mugginess of post-rain Houston.
Okay. So when you get home tonight, you won't want to take a shower?
No, I showered right before I came here.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure you're staying on top of your hygiene.
I am.
A lot of people let that slip during trying times.
I do not.
All right. Good for you. And
somebody says that Aaron should go help AJ drink some of that beer.
I mean, he could. Except now, no one's coming to my house. I'm drinking beer by myself right now.
Texter asking if I'm going to play poker tonight. I didn't play last night. I'll probably take tonight off. I finished second Monday night. Good job, 503. Which means I've got a second and three wins in my last five, so I'm kind of taking a break because that kind of run doesn't keep going. So what I'm hoping is that the ones where I missed are the ones I'm skipping. It makes no sense, but you know.
This
new site we're on, though, I think you would like. It's actually, I think it's the same people that did the other one, but this one's not a quads every hand site.
Ah, okay.
And you can also do it on a PC. It actually is as close to real poker as I've seen in a while. And, I mean, that's not why I'm on a good run. I'm just on a good run. But, I won a lot on that other site. But it changes the way you play because, I mean, every hand was an action hand. And it just, so this is actually more legitimate. So hit up Jerry Bow if you want to play. 713-780, ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Revert the hurricane party over to AJ's place. We can break a few more windows while we're there.
Yeah, we already got a busted window at my house. I guess I said that on Twitch and not on the radio, but my wife was moving my grill closer to the house and broke a window. Not ideal.
Bleep happens.
Does it?
Not. Yeah. Guys.
So, I was thinking about that because, our grill's downstairs, but it's kind of blocked off by, a brick. I don't know what you'd call it. Whatever it is, it goes up to the second floor, like a pillar.
Okay.
And so I think it would have been safe. I do feel like even if we're going to get 25-mile-an-hour winds, I probably should, take my plants off the balcony.
Okay.
Because I don't want those blown
I think that's
around.
A good idea.
Yeah. Put the trash can in the garage, little stuff like that. But otherwise, I'm not taking any real precautions because
Because you're a careless guy.
25 mile an hour winds.
You're not worried.
No. I spit at 25 mile an hour winds.
Well, that,
and that, then it comes right back in my face, which is really gross.
That's
yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, all right. There's other stuff going on in the world if we want to get there. Oh, I have some positive. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought we were going to move on to other stuff. I was going to, did you see the play last night where Trez, as they like to call him, this is me doing quote fingers. If you're on Twitch, you see it. Accidental, or no, it wasn't Trez. It was Marcus Morris.
Yeah.
Accidentally stepped on Luka's leg, on his ankle, on his bum ankle, his publicly hurt ankle.
Yeah, and that
and Marcus Morris, who's, listen, never been accused of being a dirty player. And then he came on Twitter and was like, y'all know me. I'm not a dirty player. I play the game with respect. And then, of course, people were like, what about this time and this time and this time? Hey, man, that dirty ass Marcus Morris. And like, you can, if you watch the video, there's no way that it looks like that was a natural, the natural way his body was moving, or that was in any way unintentional. It was absolutely intentional. And hopefully it, you know, there's no lasting effects from it, but the NBA should look at that. Honestly, like if they're going to eject Kristaps Porzingis for literally nothing,
right,
in game one, I think I'd sit that dude out a game. I feel like it's the right thing to do. He's got a track record of being a poor sportsman, and that's a poor sportsman's move right there. I think they should sit him out.
I agree. I mean, I don't think there's any way it wasn't intentional. It's always hard to judge people's intent, but if you watch it,
it looked
pretty damn intentional to me. But also, though, on the flip side, and again, different era, we're going back to the Stone Age, but we were always taught if somebody had a sore wrist, you know, slap a little harder when you're going for the ball. You know, that was, you know, if they're out there playing hurt, that's kind of fair game. Not saying it's right. That's just what we were taught.
Well, definitely don't come
back.
But
I'm not going to go out of my way to step on your leg. It was basically stuff like, okay, we know he's got a sore wrist. Go for the steal. And if you happen to miss the ball and get his hand, okay.
And if you do it, definitely don't come out and say, you guys know me, I'm a clean player, when you're not a clean player.
Oh, that's true. We know that.
Ooh, breaking news.
Yes.
The Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers, have decided not to play tonight's baseball match.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this.
I'm not going to be surprised.
And, you know, I just think the next step should be, okay, what is it we're looking for? Let's set some things that will get us back on the field.
I'm telling you, people are saying, they're laughing at what you said earlier about if the NFL were to sit out a game. If NFL's not happening because of this, there's going to be people who are starting to lose their minds. Because it was one thing when it was COVID and it was something that was like uncontrollable.
Right.
I'm telling you now, if there's no NFL games, they're going to drag those dudes that killed Breonna Taylor out into the streets and just say, all right, have at them. We just need some football. Let's play football. Come on, get them. I mean, this isn't again. The Bucks not playing, the Brewers not playing, small potatoes. Wait till the first Packers game gets called off for this. They're going to bring that dude that shot that guy the other day. They're going to bring him outside and say, all right, guys, we got to get back to normal here. It's a sacrifice we got to make. I do say, and there's a lot of people have gone back and forth about, you know, that cop and why there's riots going on. I will say this. It seems shady to me when a cop shoots someone and they don't release the name of the cop. If a regular citizen shot a cop, you know damn well his name would be out there. It would be out there public. So why is it any different?
I don't know, man. And again, I just don't know enough about the situation to give you an educated thought on it. I mean, like I said, it looks bad. And, you know, I don't know why his name's not out there. Seems like it should be. Seems like in most cases, those names come out pretty quickly.
I'll also say what Sean King, who I don't trust very much, came out and was like, well, if they don't release the officer's name, I'm just going to start naming off officers from the department. And maybe someone innocent gets got. I don't think that's a good idea either.
That's even worse. I mean,
I hate everybody. I hate everybody on both sides. I feel like I'm a curmudgeon sometimes, but I also, there's moments where I realize, you know what? There's a reason why I don't like people, because they all suck. Everyone sucks. They all suck. Everybody sucks.
You literally said that about 3 weeks ago, and I clipped that verse.
When was that? When? What was I talking about?
I'll have to go back and listen to the tape.
It's very true.
You said that 3 weeks ago, and I was like, ooh, that drop could come in handy one day.
I hate everyone. I really do. I mean,
I'm going to take a different tack on this. Not everybody sucks. The problem is the loud people suck. And there's a lot of loud people out there. And we're more divided. It seems like we're more divided than we've ever been. Well, you guys who are on one side of something and you guys who are on the other side of something, I want nothing to do with you. I'm going to get with all the rest of the people. And even if we disagree on stuff, we're at least going to talk about it. And we're not going to say, oh, well, you're this. Oh, okay, let's get release all these names. Oh, all cops are bad. Oh, everybody who's making these blanket statements that require no thought, then I'm out on you. And I know that it seems like there's a bunch of you, but that's just because you get on social media. And I think you spend too much time on Twitter looking at these idiots. Sean King doesn't represent anybody but Sean King.
And here's another thing. Marty Bird says, the guy had a rap sheet and a knife. What's the outrage? Everyone's posting a picture of this dude with a knife. It's like the blurriest ass screenshot from a photo or from a phone video ever. It could easily be his car keys, because in the police report, which is public, there's no knife mentioned. There's no weapon mentioned. But because someone posted a meme on Twitter.com of him holding some object, which, again, getting into your car would most likely be your car keys, everyone's like, oh, there's a knife. And now there's a meme of that screenshot with guy had a knife. And now it's just fact that he had a knife. I mean, I would imagine in the police report they would have made mention of this knife.
Well, I don't know that a knife is a reason to shoot somebody seven times, but let me also just, and I mentioned this before, I've been on ride-alongs with police officers at 2:30 in the morning when you pull a car over. It can be scary. And you don't know until you're in that situation. And I'm not defending in any way, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of moving parts to things. And yes, it looks very bad, and we need to get all the facts. And because if I snap judge it right now, it's like, oh my God, here we go again. But, and it may be, that's what it is. But I need to know, you know, what all was going on in that situation, because and again, I don't want to sound like I'm defending him, because I'm just saying you need to make sure that we actually know what we're talking about here.
Well, yes, I imagine it could be scary in that situation. I imagine it is scary in that situation, but that's the job. And if it's too scary for you to handle it the appropriate way, maybe you shouldn't have that job.
Yeah, but again, we're talking about
same thing as when I was in the military. There's scary things you got to do. And if you can't do them the way they're supposed to be done, it's not the job for you.
But again, this isn't the same situation, but 2:30 in the morning, you pull over a car with completely tinted windows. You have no clue what's in there. And, you know, and if you're not scared or at least concerned, then you're not very smart.
No, you should be scared.
And I don't want that guy either.
But you got
to
be able
to, doesn't mean
you
have to shoot people.
You got to be able to do your job when you're scared. And guess what?
And it may be, but that may be your job. You
guess
may
what,
be
Fred?
Having to defend yourself.
If you're a guy, if you're out on patrol in Baghdad in the middle of the night, and which you're always supposed to be on alert when this is going on, and you should always be on alert when this is going on, and you hear a noise and someone's coming at you and you shoot him and it's an 8-year-old kid unarmed, guess what happens to you? Do you think the military says, oh, we're not going to tell anyone about this, Fred? No, you're court-martialed, sir, and you go to military prison. Why? Because you didn't handle the situation the proper way.
That's not what happens in the movies.
Well, we're not in the movies, Fred.
Why not?
Because this is the real world.
I think we have to know exactly what was going on that forced them to pull their gun and actually shoot. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying in any way that what happened was right. And I'm so sick of this effing topic because, again, you guys are dragging me into a conversation about something I don't know enough about. And, you know, and I that's part of the problem. I think that's part of the problem with the whole country. I think it's part of the problem with social media is everybody has to have outrage. And I'm sorry I don't have outrage because I don't know enough. And I do understand what some police officers go through. Now, that doesn't excuse it at all. Like the whole George Floyd thing, I didn't have any opinion the first day because I hadn't seen the video. Then when you see the video, you get a very different opinion of things. And I wish people would actually take time to educate themselves before they spout crap off.
Riled Up says Dylan Roof got McDonald's, not 7 bullets. It's untrue. Dylan Roof actually got Burger King, which could be looked at as punishment.
And somebody says, then get educated, Fred. Stop using your lack of knowledge as an excuse. Hey, listen, dickweed, the information's not out there. And you're getting your information from Twitter and from whatever side you're on. I don't know which one, and I don't care. And that's not accurate either. So, you know, and that's a problem. And this is why I did not want to get into this today, because frankly, there's not a positive thing coming out of it. There's nobody making any sense about it. We had no choice because they decided to stop playing basketball. So, yeah, I agree. Not everybody sucks, but the people like that texter, like the people on social media that are so loud, they suck. They suck. And, you know, you let me figure out how I want to approach things. You let me make my own decisions and form my own opinions based on my own research. You don't tell me what the F to think. And that's a problem. Everybody's telling everybody what to think. So,
tell people about the breaks, Fred.
Well, I said, you've had a few days to learn some things. You're saying that what you've gathered, you don't have an opinion on it yet? No, I don't, because I am sick of having instant opinions. No, I'm telling you. You know, when I have enough information, when I've heard the whole story, then I'll be happy to have an opinion. I can tell you what I'm kind of thinking and where I'm leaning, but this is a problem. It's, almost used a bad word there. It's people like you that expect to hear instant reaction to stuff without any education, without anything, speaking on it the first day when you don't know what happened. It's people like you that are the effing problem. All right? I don't know how much more clear I can be about this. And yeah, when I know more, I'll have an opinion. But you're not going to force one out of me simply because you want to hear what you think is right. You're the problem. And if you got brake problems, I can tell you exactly where to go. Go to my friends at New Brakes because, listen, they're a mobile brake service. They're going to come to you. And if you're hearing that squeaking and grinding, you think, man, I need to get the brakes fixed, but I don't really want to go into an auto shop right now. Well, the best part is they come to you. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty, certified experienced brake technicians. If you're at the office, they'll come do it there. If you're at home, they'll come do it there. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. And just go to NUBRAKES.com. And the cool thing is, man, you get a transparent, surprise free repair quote. I had a friend had it done the other day. He told me it was the simplest thing in the world. They came out. They told him how much it would cost within minutes after he got on the website. He got his 10% off. They fixed it. Boom, done. And now his car's driving just fine. No more squeaky brakes. And that's a cool part about it. And they really want to be transparent. This is a really good company. They're convenient. They're fast. They're affordable. 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. Once again, mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What were you? You were teasing the people on Twitch.
I was thinking about it. Do we think that the NBA will finish their season? What are the odds? And I'm curious what you guys think. I'm kind of guessing. It wouldn't surprise me if they don't. I would say it's 30% that they don't finish their season.
I don't think that's too high. You know what it's going to come down to? What does LeBron say? If LeBron says, let's play because I want another title, they'll play.
Maybe every team says we're going to boycott except the Lakers, and they keep playing and just win the title. I would have expected that to be the Celtics because, you know, Boston fan, they're like, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if – I don't think LeBron is going to – I don't think he'd be a guy who said, oh, let's just play anyway. That seems very unlike him. But, yeah, I'm starting to think that they may not finish that thing. What do you think, Aaron?
I was going to say probably around 40% that they finish. That they do finish.
So you think it's a favorite, that the season's over.
Yeah, I think they're going to call it off.
Ooh, doggy.
Interesting.
Fred, what's your number?
I still think it's more likely they finish. In what I'd like to see happen is they all get together and say, okay, this is what we want to see happen before we come back. And then you start moving towards that, and then they come back. I'm going to go 45% chance that they don't come back.
Okay.
Huh. I still think it's more likely than not, but I think it's legitimate. The next question, though, is does MLB decide the same thing?
Could happen. Could easily happen.
And does the NFL decide if those guys do it? And that's the one that will make an impact. And I guarantee you, I mean, not to diminish the NBA and MLB, but there's going to be a lot of collective shrugging. It's like, oh, well. And somebody said, might turn off fans, to be honest. I think it's going to, the fans that it's going to turn off, I'm pretty sure you guys were already turned off by all the protests anyway. Because I get a bunch of texts about, oh, well, I got off the NBA when it got so political and all that. And I don't think you're the guys that's going to turn off, but it might turn off the hardcore fans. I don't know. I'm not a hardcore basketball fan, so.
TV just said unsurvivable storm surge.
Yeah,
that's a scary descriptor, isn't it?
Well, what does that really mean, unsurvivable?
It means you can't survive if you're in it.
Okay, so like if I'm that texter that I encourage to go to the beach, if he's standing
and you're there when the storm surge hits,
he's not going to survive.
The Weather Channel just said the chances of you surviving are nil.
Okay, I'm
you're glad you sent him that direction.
I'm not going to say that, but you know, yeah. Jay, the scout says you're dead. Okay. I mean, I guess that's what unsurvivable means.
Yeah. That's what I would, I mean, yeah. I'm no English major, but it does seem like you would die in an unsurvivable situation.
Well, I don't know how far inland we're talking about that stuff going. You know, I mean, I feel better after talking to Eric about Beaumont, but I still think you guys need to get your butts out of there. And Orange Guy, man, please. I'm sure there's somebody that'll come and take those old people out of there.
Yeah. Or put them in your car. I don't know. Load them all up.
Yeah, I mean, Orange is not in a good spot there. And I know some people can't get out of there, but, you know. Somebody says, how is there no chance of survival, but they have news crews staying at the Golden Nugget? That's what I asked earlier. And you know what? One of these days, one of those guys is going to go outside, and they're going to be trying to get a shot, and the wave's going to sweep them away, and we're never going to see them again, and hopefully that will be the end of the standing in the water shot during a hurricane. Not that I'm wishing that on anyone, but it's just inevitably going to happen.
I'm making an assumption here that Bill Brasky is a white guy. He says, I'm not saying we shouldn't be concerned about police brutality. I think the cops should be charged if they are at fault. I'm just saying we don't need to blast the news all over the country like it happens all the time. We have far bigger problems that no one riots about. That sounds like something a white person would say. Well, to be honest, I feel like right now black people do feel like that's a pretty big problem. And I can't say that I blame them. And again, this is me being a person who I'm not against police. But I am against it when a cop messes up and no one's held accountable. I think that's where. So like you could say back the blue, and I guess I do until they mess up. And once they mess up, they've got to be held accountable like anybody else. Because guess what? I back normal private citizens until they commit a crime. And then I'm like, well, sucks for them. Guess they got to go to jail. Like, that's just the way it is. That's the society we're supposed to be in.
I agree 100%. When they screw up, to me, they should be held to a higher standard than an average citizen.
Yes.
And I stand by that. I have no problem with that. I also would just caution these people who want to make these snap judgments. You think about how long it takes to figure out any crime. And they did finally get the guys in the Floyd case and charge them. It took longer than people wanted. People wanted immediately. But any crime, you have to have enough evidence. And, you know, you have to. And I point people back to the Rodney King thing and how somehow those guys got acquitted because they went frame by frame on that thing. And that convinced them. And you don't want these guys acquitted. You want to make sure you have enough evidence. And, you know, people want justice immediately. But if a guy gets away with it because you didn't go out and get all the evidence you needed, Fred, then they're going to be mad, too. So it doesn't happen fast enough. I'm sorry. But I think, again, this is part of this instant reaction society where we have to have it right now.
I want you to answer this question honestly. If the George Floyd case were reversed and there were four black guys standing around a cop and one of the black guys had his knee on a cop's neck and that cop died, how long do you think it would have taken for justice to get dished out? If it was on video, how long would that have taken?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Because for one thing, you can't.
I think you're lying.
Well, no, because especially when a police officer is involved, you better be right. And I'm telling you, yeah, they got him. It took longer than people wanted. I'm sorry that it did. And it's probably going to take longer than in this case. But wouldn't you rather they get it right and make sure? And, I mean, unions are involved and everything else. It's not easy. It's not easy to just say, okay, even though, and look, it looks bad, like I've said. And if they go and find out that he did this, then yeah, they better damn well charge him.
Well, and the problem is, like a lot of these cops just aren't trained well enough to, like, we talked about, it's a dangerous job. It's a scary job. And when it takes you longer to become a licensed barber than it does a police officer, I think there's probably an issue. Like, that's something that should be addressed.
And I've said all along, and this, you know, people don't like this either, but I think you should at least have a 2-year degree. We should pay them more, but you should at least have a 2-year degree in training in criminal justice. You know, frankly, I'd prefer it to be a 4-year degree, but, you know, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. I mean, this is what we have. That's not going to change, but we need to, whether it's training or what, I mean, this happens too much. And, you know, and then when a police officer gets shot, you know, we definitely make a big deal out of that too, as we should. I just think people need to be a little bit more patient and not lump everything together. You got to look at each thing individually. And if they don't get charged, then, and there's enough evidence that it looks like they should, yeah, I'd be outraged. So, and yeah, and see, the problem is everybody's taking these hot button talking points now, and that's all Twitch is. You know, people are being targeted, and yes, profiling happens, and it shouldn't. I don't know how you stop it. I don't have any answers. I wish I did. So, but I mean, I thought we were actually making some progress in the wake of the Floyd thing.
No, I knew we weren't.
But but if we weren't then we're not ever going to make any progress.
We might not. I don't know.
And you know, and again, that's just a cynical I give up viewpoint, which isn't very good either. But I don't have answers. I'd love to sit here and give you answers. I don't have them. Other than, you know, and I don't think that, and the people criticizing the players saying, oh, well, if they just sit out a game, it doesn't mean that. I don't think they have answers either, but at least they're trying to do something to get them. That's all. And Frodo said most people talking bleep have never been in a situation where an officer threatens their life. And I can't imagine that. I've had one bad experience with a police officer, and it was in Florida, of all places. And it wasn't because of my race. Well, I've had a bad experience because of my race with the TSA. That's a different animal. That was scary. And typical me, I'm just being a smartass until they mentioned Guantanamo. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be cooperative now.
How can I help you, sir?
Yeah. sorry, sir. I was just kidding. And, you know, I had no idea I was related to an Iraqi general.
Yeah, but I've been held at gunpoint by a cop before, but I also had committed a crime, so it was, I guess, it was warranted. But once they figured out that I was not a threat, I was no longer being held at gunpoint.
What happened to me in Florida? I was there for spring training, and I was pulling out of a convenience store where I stopped for gas, and believe it or not, no alcohol. I was drinking like a Dr. Pepper or something, and I looked to my left, and there's a car. It looked like about a mile away, police car. And I pull out I'm going to go the opposite direction. It's a two-way road. And as I pull out, the next thing I notice, the car's on top of me about to hit me, and it was a police car, and it was going about 120 miles an hour, and it didn't have its lights on. And so the guy immediately pulls me over, turns around, immediately pulls me over and has a gun pulled. And I'm like, I got my hands out the window. I'm like, whoa, man. I mean, I was just pulling out in the street. He's like, I almost hit you. And I go, yeah, I know. I didn't realize you were going that fast. Well, I was on my way to a call. And I go, well, you didn't have your lights on. And
Never been around a cop who explained himself that much in my life. Like, no cop ever tells me why they acted that way.
Well,
they never tell you why, almost.
But yeah, and then he went.
So you got more of an explanation than anyone.
He did a full background check on me, and then finally gave me a ticket. And I'm like, but I mean, it made no sense. I mean, I don't know why the guy was going that fast.
Wes says, you should be paid by the DNC for your unwavering support of the Democratic Party. Hashtag fraud. Well, Wes, here's the thing. I have nothing to do with the Democratic Party. I don't vote Democrat. So that would be awkward. And if you're one of these guys who's okay with cops murdering people, then maybe you should look at yourself and not me. That's kind of a you thing.
Yeah. Texter wanting to know the whole TSA story. I've told it on air before. It was at the Orlando airport coming back from taking my kids to Disney, and it was after 9/11. And I was pulled aside because of my last name and basically interrogated for about an hour. And the first 10 minutes of which I was being a smartass, like I always am. Like, dude, I voted for Bush. Why am I here? That kind of stuff. And they were taking it a little more seriously than that. So. All right, you know what? I'm going to model this while you tell the people about Boomer Naturals.
I will tell them about Boomer Naturals. And listen, if you've got to go somewhere, you got to travel. Hell, some of you may be evacuating, and you're traveling around, going to, you know, different towns, stopping at gas stations or hotels. You're going to need a mask, and you want a mask that's going to actually protect you. That's where Boomer Naturals comes in. They've got these three-layer, comfortable, breathable masks. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children, because guess what? It's not one size fits all. If you're wearing a mask that's too big or too small for you, it's not offering the real protection. That's the thing. They also have the nano silver neck gaiters like you see Fred modeling right now. If that's the style you prefer, and it's still got that nano silver that's going to block the tiny drops and particles. Listen, they also offer a face cover. They donate a face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, soup kitchens, veterans, Native Americans, people who wouldn't otherwise have access to them. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20%. It's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com.
Myself can't murder my ego. She heard of my deep stroke. She said, babe, does it hurt when I throw? Certified freak, hang around dust, and she learning my...
ESPN 97.5.
Have you been diagnosed with BPH, an enlarged prostate that's non-cancerous? The good news is that it can be treated without surgery. There's a minimally invasive procedure called PAE, and the most experienced expert in Houston for PAE is Dr. Andrew Doe with Elate Health. PAE uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate, and it's covered by most insurance plans. Stop suffering prostate issues. Call Elate Health. 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. Or check them out online. ChoosePAE.com.
Moneyline with Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan.
What do you think about this strange list of players? Brandon Bolden, Marcus Cannon, Patrick Chung, Dante Hightower, Marquess Lee, Danny Vitale, all New England Patriots players.
Don't bother coming in, guys. Trevor Lawrence.
There's got to be something to this, right? I mean, I'm looking at the list, you know, and there's an updated list of opt-outs. I mean, they have an extensive list of players, and it just, you have to think to yourself, what is it? You know, they spoke to Bill at one point before they did it. Did he not saying encouraged it, but he was like, you know what? It's all right. I'll see you next year.
Yeah, and Adam Schefter tweeted out, you know, he got some front office executive to hit him up and be like, don't think that Belichick is not masterminding, you know, all this. Like, there's a plan.
Yeah, I call them the New England Tankriots.
Moneyline with Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And if you're on Twitch, you can see it. Have you been waiting for a new AAA golf video game? It's here with PGA Tour 2K21. Play against the pros, play with your crew. In PGA Tour 2K21, you can play by the rules or create your own, which I know everyone likes to do. It's got the all-new...
Does that mean my caddy can kick the ball a little bit and I won't be disqualified? Yeah, I won't be docked a stroke?
You can use a foot wedge. I'm pretty sure you can do that. I don't know. I'm going to find out because I've got mine right here. I'm going to go play it tonight.
I've got mine too.
It's got all-new PGA Tour career mode. You can prove you've got what it takes to become FedEx champion. Take on PGA Tour pros during your very own career, earning rewards and gear along the way. PGA Tour pros and new courses play against Justin Thomas and 11 top pros on stunning real-life courses, including TPC Sawgrass, East Lake Golf Club, and more. I want to play on that Sawgrass and see how many I can put in the water on 17. Get the party started. Hit the links with friends by playing local and online matches, including alt shot, stroke play, skins, and four-player scramble. But when I read stroke play, I have a totally different thought on that. Make your own rules. Command your clubhouse with online societies, run full seasons and tournaments, and earn bragging rights on the course. PGA Tour 2K21 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Rated E for everyone. Man, I'm looking forward to playing this thing. So, all right. I don't know where the hell we are right now. So,
Houston, Texas.
Holly says, I'm dealing with my family all stuck in one house for this hurricane. Not blessed enough to listen today. Well, you're not missing anything.
Not a fun day.
Today's show sucks. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I'm going to take a couple of breaks off from Twitch until you guys can carry on your political conversation there. But I really don't want to get dragged into it anymore. And it's okay that you guys have opinions. I can't do it anymore. At least, you know, not until I know more. Man, a friend of mine I used to work with the Chronicle says, you're older than you think. We've known each other since 1982.
Well,
that's when you were born, right?
I was born in 1980. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So
40 years from tomorrow. Or 40 years.
Tomorrow's the day?
Tomorrow's the day. I'm expecting my balls to get real saggy overnight.
Yeah.
My earlobes to stretch out. My speech is going to slow down.
Wait till you start sounding like this. That's, you know. Hello, everybody.
I'm going to just start shaking like this.
Yeah, this will be AJ on the blitz tomorrow.
I'll probably shrink 3 to 4 inches.
Yeah.
It's an awful time for me, honestly.
I hate people. I hate people. That's AJ tomorrow.
I don't like you.
Be able to see the hair on out the side of your headphones.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, you know what we're going to do at 6 o'clock? Because I think everybody needs to lighten the F up and have some fun.
What are we going to do at 6 o'clock?
We're going to take suggestions for Friday's alcohol.
Ooh. Okay.
So, whether it be on Twitch or whether you want to call in with something, what we want is something unique, like we had with that Aquavelva last week, whatever it was from the Danish thing. That was kind of cool, right? It was something different. We'd like a shot that sucks, but also has some cultural significance. And no, not Everclear.
Jermaine suggested Fernet, which I've had Fernet before. Ain't good.
I have not had Fernet. And it needs to be something very simple that we can pick up at Specs. Because like a lot of people say, well, you do a shot where you mix this, this, and this, and this. We got like 7 people in here. We don't have time to mix them. We're not bartenders.
No.
We're we're lazy about this. But we're going to do that in the 6 o'clock hour. And, we'll go from there. That should lighten things up a little bit. So, oh boy. The show really isn't fun when all this stuff is going on. And I know we have to talk about it, and it's important to talk about it, but it's just not fun. And, I always said when the show quit being fun, I'd quit doing it. I never thought I'd say this, but if we have to keep doing shows like this over and over again, I'm going to do something else.
The guy that said if he would have just complied, he wouldn't have got shot. That guy, when I tell him, cops aren't supposed to shoot people when they don't comply. And if you can't arrest an unarmed person without shooting him 7 times, you probably shouldn't be a cop. His reply was, you're a dumb. So he went. That's the guy that said I should be getting paid by the DNC. So he wins the debate. That's the once you're in a debate and you say you're a dumb, and that's how you finish it. There's no coming back from that. So I concede, sir. You've won. Mm. Victory is yours. You're the smarter man. Don's been waiting to talk about the NBA. Let's talk to Don. We should have gotten to a phone call a little while ago. Maybe broke up the mood around here. Hello, Don. Don?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, turn your radio down, Don, and we'd love to talk to you.
All right, how's it going this evening?
Going well. How are you, man?
All right, good evening. Greetings to everyone.
Around here, we say sports to you.
You say around there, you say sports?
Yeah, we don't do greetings. We just say sports. What do you got?
Oh okay. Oh, all right. What's sports?
Sports to you.
Sports to everyone.
All right.
you guys... I don't know how I don't understand. Well, I was kind of disappointed when I found out the triple header was canceled today, but I understand the reason why. I first heard it on the radio, then I looked at my phone, it says postponed. I understand why they're doing it, because this is way out of control. But if this is going to continue happening and continue going on unless these cops that's doing this starts getting punished. Start getting locked up, getting cases like what they're supposed to be. So this is going to continue. We can keep on protesting and stopping games and stopping sports and all this and kneeling and but unless these cops start getting a guilty charge or getting locked up like what they're supposed to, then that's the way it's going to stop to me. You know?
Yeah.
So my question, that's what I want to hear. Start locking up these cops. Then that's going to show the other cops in other cities and say, well, you heard what happened to so-and-so in Austin or Lafayette or Mississippi, for example. You heard what happened to him. They shot that guy, and they got 15, 20 years now. That's going to make some of these guys stop shooting up these African-American female and male. Well, you know what I'm saying?
The problem is that these police unions, they spend a lot of time covering up for each other, and it's typically – it's hard.
it's a lot harder to nail a cop for a crime than it is anyone else, because we give the cops the right to police things, and we say, well, if they were in risk, if their lives were in risk, in danger, and it's really hard to. It's hard to prove. I mean, that may be what they're trying to come to now, is how can we say that this cop's life was in danger? And again, if there's no weapon, and, you know, then it's hard for me to say that the life is in danger, but I'm not on the jury. It's not my job to decide that. But I don't know. I do think it's a bad look that instead of arresting the guy, and while you sort things out, because that happens all the time, right? If you find a suspect, you arrest him, and then you try to sort out and see if there's enough evidence to charge him, right?
Yeah.
So instead of, I think the problem comes when this guy's not been arrested and instead he's being sequestered in a hotel. It makes people think, well, now taxpayers are paying for this guy to stay in a hotel while they decide if they're going to charge him or not. That doesn't really seem right.
The real problem with that is, if you say, you know, a shooting happens, and in 2 hours you put handcuffs on him, in most jurisdictions you only have 24 to 48 hours to hold him to prove. In which case,
I think it's 24 hours. Yeah,
you have to get. That means you have to complete all your stuff to charge.
Okay,
within 24 hours,
and then you let him go.
But the problem is the second you do that, if you don't bring charges, the police officers' union is going to be so powerful. The second you say, hey, we put you in handcuffs, sorry, the police officers union is going to tear that city up financially because they held an officer in handcuffs and behind bars without charging them.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the problem. These cases take so long to get so much evidence, and that's a big part of the problem. And the police officers unions being that powerful is a part of the problem.
Again, I would point everyone to the John Oliver episode on that, where he explained that in great detail about the power of police unions, and it was after the Floyd shooting, and why it's not as easy to say we got to arrest this guy right now. And, you know, and there's a lot of these other cases that have still been going on for months now that they haven't charged people, and, you know, you wonder where those are. It's just not as easy as people think, even when you have video.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I want these guys that are bad to be arrested. I want them to be charged. I want them to be punished. I don't want them to get away with it. And, you know, but everybody, this is an instant society. We want it right now. So, Eric D says, AJ and Josh show. Later, Fred. You know what? I love both those guys. I don't think that show would be very sustainable for very long.
I don't know that it would either.
But, you know. Hey, if you want that to happen, $1 million check, and we'll make it happen tomorrow. Give me $1 million. And AJ can hire Josh. I'll give him enough to hire Josh, and I will quietly go away to work on Project X. So, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, did we just combine breaks or something, or did I get off on the time?
No, okay. We combined them earlier.
Well,
did we do the gym of the day?
No, we didn't. That's why I was asking, because it's 5:54, and I feel like we've been talking for a very long time, and I thought there was supposed to be a break.
We haven't gymmed it up.
So let's do the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Well, we go to Cooper City, Florida, where, you know, it's not uncommon for wild animals to get loose in city streets. You know, sometimes especially in India, right? We see tigers and things like that. Well, in Cooper City, Florida, a bull got loose. Deputies responded to North Saratoga Drive in Cooper City. What appeared to be a loose bull was spotting running around a residential neighborhood. Could you imagine being out walking your dogs and a bull comes running after you?
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I would ask my homeowners association who allowed this bull to move in the neighborhood.
Well, I assume that there's something that prevents bulls from your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not allowed in my neighborhood.
But, hey, man, fuck that. They tried to rope the bull. The deputies did. That didn't work. And it got into a gated neighborhood. There's video of it online if you want to see it. Deputies had to drive around using bullhorns, asking residents to remain in their homes. Can you imagine that?
The deputy, stay in your house or you might get run over by a bull.
I can't even imagine that in my neighborhood. But they didn't know how the animal escaped or where its owners were. But finally, after a slow, hours-long pursuit, Sergeant Mark Warsaw and a professional cowboy were successful in corralling the animal. So they had to go get a professional cowboy to get this thing. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Where do you find a cowboy on short notice? Craigslist?
Gym of the Day.
Especially in Florida.
It's the Gym of the Day.
Like, I'm pretty sure here.
The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Like, I think if there were a bull running around east downtown, I could probably get on there and say, hey, I need a cowboy to come lasso this thing. And they'd be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, they're right down 288.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of them in Pearland area, right?
Yeah.
So,
if it were my neighborhood, I think I'd probably, if I couldn't see a noticeable brand, just shoot it and then have a giant barbecue for everybody and split up the meat of everybody on my street.
Yeah, but that might be like a champion bull or something they got out.
They would have it branded.
Well, yeah.
I'm not taking the time to check the brand, honestly.
I don't know. Did you watch Yellowstone? You don't want to get near those things.
I mean, you can stand further back from a bull and fire a gun. You don't have to do it at point
blank.
Well,
why do you want to kill the bull for?
Because I'm hungry.
Well, I don't want to get run over by a bull, honestly.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you watch those bullfight things where they stab them a whole bunch of times and the bull keeps coming. And every now and then the bull sticks his horn right up the guy's butt.
Which, oh, I like to see that.
I am team bull in that situation.
But that's a captured bull. That's a bull that's being held captive by someone and then trying to fight and made sport of. I'm team bull in that case. Now, I'm just out walking my dog and a bull comes running at me. That's a bull in nature. And that now we're in a situation where...
Advantage bull.
Well, listen, I don't feel as bad for the bull because in the bullfighting scenario, the bull is being forced to fight. He has no choice.
And they're stuck in that arena. It's now, not like there's a door open.
Yeah, this bull, like, walking up to me and my dog on a nature trail, that's an issue for me because...
Oh, I'm defending myself.
Yeah, I am too. So I don't want to kill the bull, but...
But if he's a danger to you and your dogs...
I have to kill the bull.
Yeah.
It was kind of like you with the alligator, Fred. You would shoot the bull.
Yeah, I would.
You would.
If he was a threat. If he was just like stomping around and wasn't really coming after me or my dogs.
Bullfighters...
Of course, knowing my dogs would be a-holes and start barking, and then the bull would come after him, and I'd have to shoot him.
Bullfighters, they can get the horn. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm team bull in that situation. I'm team gun in my situation.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Carbach. And Carbach was supposed to have their big grand reopening of the pub tomorrow. Well, this horrible bitch Hurricane Laura is ruining that for us. So they're going to postpone that until after the hurricane. But we will be able to go back to Carbach. We will be able to get delicious beer in their pub and have some of their delicious food. So don't worry. It just won't be tomorrow like we planned. But I'll let you know tomorrow if it's going to be Friday or Saturday or what. But they are planning on reopening, which I'm very excited about. They've always got some special beer there on tap. We're actually going to try to set up when our boy Eric Warner gets back. Try to set up a little blitz gathering where we can try the delicious beer that Eric and I brewed together. Seems like forever ago, but it's got to be good and ready by now. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the latest going on at the pub, see the latest going on with the brewery. But make sure when you get out to the grocery store or you order your hurricane supplies, make sure you include some Carbach.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.